Wednesday, the 21st of October, Gimel Rav Cheshvan, Rabbi Chaim Silver, Awaken My Neshama.
Good morning. I wanted to take just a moment to thank the organizers for asking me to speak. You know, in America we say it's a busman's holiday. But it's really a very big honor. And looking at the lineup that you have, I feel very much out of place with the chashuva speakers that you usually have. But with your permission, I thought I would just be ma'ir a nekuda that I think is very important. And l'maisa divrei Torah tzrichim chizuk. I don't think that I'm going to be saying any chidushim. But nonetheless, I hope that it will be a tayelus for people who are listening. In Lashon HaKodesh, the word for world is Ilom. And Chazal tell us that the shirish of the word is He'elem, which means hidden. The world is hidden. Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden in the world. And since the word for world is Meir on the hiddenness, there must be something that it expresses the essence of what one is trying to accomplish. We have a world, we're trying to accomplish something in this world. So let's go with the word He'elem, hidden. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the world. And it is really our avodah, it is our job to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. On face value, the world, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see Hashem. But we need to reveal it. We need to express how HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in each and every aspect of the Bria, of the creation. I'm used to translating, so you'll forgive me if I fall back into that trap. That's what we're doing. L'maisa, during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Avodah of the Yom Neroyim, we deal with Malchios, and Malchios, that's exactly what it is. Malchios is expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence throughout every aspect of the Bria, throughout every aspect of the creation, and the way that the world functions according to His word, that the world does not function in any other way besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. But the Hashem is hidden. We don't see it. It's not easy. We have to express it. And throughout history, there are people who have woken up. There are people who have stood up, and they were saying that the way that the world functions, or seemingly on the outside, is not the way that it really is. And they got up and they said, there's something different. Avraham Avinu was the first to wake up. And the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Kiven Shenigmal Eitzan Zeh, the Rambam refers to him to that strong one. Once he was weaned, he started looking around, and he said that he saw that there was this world. How is it possible that this world functions, it revolves, and there is not somebody who directs the world? Avraham Avinu looked at the world and he saw design. And he said, by definition, if there is design, it must be that there is a designer. I had the opportunity to speak with a Jew a couple of weeks ago, who came to me, and he's not affiliated with Yiddishkeit at all, very secular, and he said, you know, my children are starting to ask me questions. In school they tell them that the world evolved, there's evolution. What am I supposed to answer? I mean, they're very convincing, the arguments of evolution. So I said to him a very pushy thing. You know, I said, imagine if Neil Armstrong would have, everybody's very familiar with those famous images, how he came down from the ladder and he fall. Imagine if he comes down from the ladder and he would have tripped backwards. And he would have looked down and he saw that there was a skeleton key. A skeleton key. What would he have thought? It evolved, obviously. Or he would have thought, no, the Russians beat me and somebody dropped a skeleton key. So he said, yeah, of course, somebody was there already. You see that there was a key, somebody must have been there. Do you realize mathematically that there are more chances that key evolved than the human eye? You're willing to believe that because you see design, because you see something that has a function, you're willing to, but you know that somebody had to design it, but the human eye, you're not willing to believe that came from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a creator of heaven and earth. We look at the world, we see design. Avraham Avinu looked around and he said, I see design, I see the world operates. It can't be that you have design without a designer. The next time that there was a mass awakening, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say each and every day, V'ayaminu ba'Hashem u'Moshe Avdo. We believed in Moshe Rabbeinu, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra Shivcha Alayam. A Shivcha describes the Jew who is least developed in their Ruchnias. And she was able to perceive, the Shivcha Alayam was able to perceive more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence than Yecheskel ben Buzi b'maisa Merkava. Than the great prophet, the great Novi Yecheskel HaNovi, what he was able to perceive in Maisa Merkava, and we hear the words Maisa Merkava, and all right away we understand that there's something deep, there's something Kabbalistic, there's something very holy going on. But she was able to see something greater than he was able to perceive. She was able to see the Yad Hashem, the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directing every aspect of this Bria. And Chazal tell us that she was not only able to see at that moment, but at Kriyas Yamsuf, they were able to see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Noyik is manhig the world until Mashiach comes. To the Emoi, till the time the Mashiach comes and we are once again in the land, we are in Eretz Yisrael, she was able to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manhig the world. It was the second time that there was an awakening. But there were other times, and there was a third time. And that was Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael, once again was able to see clearly Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence within this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu descended down into the world, the Koilos, Uvivrokim, and with Malchus, we're able to see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the world again is Ha'alim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden. Just because we woke up, and Avram Avinu woke up, and Klal Yisrael woke up at different times, it's still very, very possible to fall back to sleep. And actually, it is one of the kolos. In the kolos of Parshas Kisavoy, so the pasuk says, Yakcho Hashem b'shigoyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will smite you with madness, uv'yivaron in blindness, uv'simhoin leivov, and with a confused heart. So Rashi says, what does it mean, a confused heart, simhoin leivov? Otem Halev, says Rashi. It's a stopped up heart. It's not taking notice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the last one of the Al-Chetz that we clap on Yom Kippur many times, B'Simon Levov. We clap a special Al-Chetz. We say to the Rabbeinu Shleilam that I've sinned because I haven't noticed you, that I've turned my eyes away from you, that I look at the world around me and I don't see the Yad Hashem. There's a medrash on the pasuk of Im Yu Chatoechem Kashonim Kasheleg Yalbinu. If your averus will be like shonim, so a shoni is a scarlet thread. Shonim is the plural. So the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that if our sins will be as red as a scarlet thread, He'll make them as white as snow. So the Medrash says, Kashonim, the plural Kashon, Kashonim we boil it. Why does it have to say the plural of sins? It could have said one sin. If it will be as red as a scarlet thread in the singular, Kashoni, so then HaKadosh Baruch will make them white as snow. So the Medrash answers, no, the reason why it says Kashonim, because it's coming to explain to us why a person sins. Kashonim hasduros misheshes yimei breishes. It's because of the years that they have been set up and established from the time of creation. The sun rose yesterday, well, maybe not here, but in most places in the world, the sun rises, right? Tomorrow the sun also will rise. Last year it was winter, next year it's going to be winter. It was Tuesday last week, it's going to be Tuesday next week. There is a system, Olam k'minhogoi noyeg. The world operates with a natural system. Because we get so used to the natural system, we fail to see the Yad Hashem. That is why a person is choyter. That is why a person sins. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in every aspect of the Bria, in every aspect of creation. That's what we clap al chet for. We fail to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. There are times when Hashem shoves it in our face, where we simply must wake up, and we have to see it, and it's so apparent. But if we take a step back for a moment, we can see it in every little nekud of this world. Recently, I was walking home with my children from Shul, Shabbos. It's a beautiful day. The sun actually was shining. And as we got, just approached our home, I noticed that the sun was shining through between the two houses, between our house and our neighbor's house. And what it illuminated was the most intricate and enormous spider web that I have ever seen. It was amazing. But it was hanging from one little thread of silk that was attached to my gutter. The gutter is... I don't know if we have gutter. Okay, just make sure we're speaking the same language. Right? The gutter from my house, and it is extended all the way to the gutter of my neighbor's house, so it's a distance, let's say, of about 20 feet. And it connected to a bush down at the bottom on one side, and my porch on the other side, and the spider web, Billy Guzma, was 10 feet square. It was huge. So you sort of expect to see one of these, like, spiders from scary books. A huge spider sitting in the middle. I'm telling you, there was this clenchicus spider right in the middle, and it had food for a couple of years because there were all kind of butterflies and things. It was mamish caught throughout the entire web. And I stopped my children for a moment. I'm saying, look at what you see here. Look at this chachma. Look at this. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, you know what the secret of waking up is? You know what the secret of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? V'heichi aderech la'avosei v'yirosei. It's the beginning in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Beis. I think it's Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, V'heichi aderech la'avosei v'yirosei. How do we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we develop a relationship with the Almighty? V'shoshi yizboinein ha'odom b'masov. When we look around and we see the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvruv ha'nuv. When we see the great wonders of creation, and we see the wisdom that goes into it. There is no end to the wisdom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this creation. Immediately, one needs to look around and say, Marabu Masecho Hashem. Marabu Masecho Hashem. A number of years ago, I was at the Grand Canyon. I don't know if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon. If you're planning a trip to America, there are places besides New York City. So, if you go to the Grand Canyon, it means you go to New York, and you get on a plane, you go for another 6 hours, and you come to a place called Arizona, and you go up to the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon is amazing. You stand at one point, and you can see just in this direction and that direction. You look both sides, and you can see an expanse of about 50 miles. You need to realize that this thing is five times greater. It's like 275 miles long. And it's over a mile deep. And the colors, and you're sitting there, it's all the apikorsim, and we're telling you that 3 billion years ago and 15 billion years ago, and my six-year-old son tugs me on my pant leg, trouser leg, and he says, Tati, he says, don't they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created the world 5,000 years ago? You look at the Bria, you look at the intricacy in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, we take a step back, it behooves us to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in every aspect of the Bria. So these are Dvarim Pshutim. But I once heard from Reb Zelig Pliskin, who wrote wonderful books, and he writes that he once received an Eitzah from one of his Rebbeim. His Rebbeim said, you want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, there is a pasuk in Tehillim, La Hashem Ha'oret Umaloya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the world. Everything that exists belongs here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it here. He said, I want you to say it every day, but not once. I want you to say it every day 100 times for a month. That means, when you walk out of your home in the morning on your way to davening, and you smell the fresh air, you say that LaHashem Ha'aretz Umaloya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this air for me to breathe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just didn't create air, and He created me, and it's sort of like the two things came together. The air that we breathe is the air that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us. When you take the key and you put it into your car, you say, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. He gave me the opportunity to open the door. So it might sound silly, and it might sound insignificant, but he said that after a couple of days, he started to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a way that he's never seen before. Every time he picked up a pen to write something, and ink came out of the tip, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he pushed a button and the proper result happened, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So you know, 100 times is a very big undertaking. but two times, three times, four times throughout the day to take a step back and to say, this is here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Avraham Avinu woke up. Avraham Avinu saw that there is a manhig. We want to know how to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to know how to develop a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. It requires seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction in every aspect of the creation. Because just knowing it intellectually is not enough. The Pasuk says, V'ashay voisa livovecho v'yodato hayoim, and you will know today. That's not enough, just the intellectual knowing. V'ashay voisa livovecho means you need to bring it into your heart. What's the difference between v'yodato hayoim v'ashay voisa livovecho? Knowing it and actually living it. There's a difference between knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and choosing to live our lives as if we are standing constantly in the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Are we living in a world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus? Or do we live in a world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus? Do we choose to function in this world according to the Maimar Keil, according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word? There is a pasuk in Navi we recited every time it's Tzibur. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Kol divari asher yetzei mipi lo yoshuv elai reikom." Everything that I have uttered from my mouth will not return to me empty. Kodesh Baruch Hu said something, so by definition, it has to be fulfilled. Everything has to be fulfilled. Exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It's not just like it's left up to us right now. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Everything that was created must fulfill its tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Lo yoshuv elai reikom, it's not going to come back to me empty. This is the bechina of Malchus. This is the bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom in the world, where everything functions according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's something that is cognizant, we are cognizant of, we think about it, we notice it, we're going to live differently. It's not just going to be once in a while remembering, but constantly throughout the day, taking the moments to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll live differently. If we desire, truly desire, that there should be a Hisgalus HaShechina, Kodesh Baruch Hu should reveal Himself the way that we daven every single day, V'sechazeno Einenu, that our eyes should see, B'shuvcha L'tzion, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns to Yerushalayim, we talk of want it, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want it. Saying is not enough. Meaning it is what is required of us. There was a very famous story, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but I'll repeat it. The Munkacher Rebbe, who's Chaim Eliezer Shapiro, he was the Rebbe before the war. He instilled within his Chassidim not only a love for Eretz Yisrael, but he instilled within his Chassidim a love and a desire for the coming of Mashiach. Throughout his life, he took in every opportunity to come close to as many Gdolim as he possibly could. And he heard about a Jew whose name was Reb Shlomo Eliezer Alfanji, who's known as the Saba Kadisha. He lived to be very, very old, 113 years old, I think. So if you think about it, that he died like in the beginning of the 30s, and he was 113 years old, so it's very possible that his father could have seen the Vilna Gaon. Let's just think about how close we are to the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon was Nifter in 1797. So if he was born in the early 20s, 1820, so my Zayde could have seen somebody, theoretically, whose father could have saw the Vilna Gaon. But he was known as the Saba Kadisha. He was the chief rabbi of Istanbul, and then he was in Damascus. And later on, he came to Yerushalayim. He was known as a very, very holy Jew. And the Munkacher Rebbe desired to visit him. And finally, in 1930, he made a very famous trip to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. And the first thing he did when he got to Yerushalayim is he went to visit the Saba Kadisha. And he gained entry into the room, and they closed the door, and everybody was outside, and in the room you had the Saba Kadisha and the Munkacher Rebbe. So the Gaba tells over that he couldn't allow the Rebbe to have that much privacy. So he was listening into the conversation. So he repeated that this is what took place between the Saba Kadisha and the Munkacher Rebbe. He said, the Munkacher Rebbe said to him, I'm not going to do it in the right accent, but it probably went something like this, Mosai Yovoi HaMoshiach. When is Mashiach coming? So the Sabbath Kadisha answered him, Yesh mi shema kevis ha-geula. There are those people who are preventing the geula from happening. Then there was silence. And about 10 minutes later, the Munkach Rebbe broke down in unconsolable tears. And he looked at the Sabbath Kadisha, I assume nobody was there, and he said to him, Haim ani min ha-ma'akvin. Am I one of those people who are preventing the geula from coming? It's a very powerful story because it's a question that we need to ask ourselves as well. The Yodata Hayoim, Klal Yisrael has pretty good. We know. But the V'hashevoisa levavecha is always the issue. And as Chazal tell us, Kishonim hasturois mesheshes yimei bereshes. The reason that we have an issue is because we fail to see the Yad Hashem in every aspect of Bria, whether it be good things, like that incredible, beautiful, intricate spider web that I showed my children. I remember we used to live in Phoenix, Arizona. In Phoenix, Arizona, one of the things that they have there are hummingbirds. You ever see a hummingbird? Hummingbird is a little bird. It's a bird about this big. Its wings flap at, I don't know, thousands of beats per hour. It's the only bird that actually can hover. It looks like almost like a bug. And it's a bird that also can fly backwards. It's the only bird. So next time you're playing Trivial Pursuit, it's the only bird that actually flies backwards. Think about that. Every morning by breakfast, during the springtime, we had this bush with these flowers that were like long and they went out like that. You know, they're narrow at the base. So the hummingbirds have very long beaks and they get the nectar and that's how they... And we would sit and we would watch these hummingbirds hovering over this bush. Is that not the Yad Hashem? It's besides the beauty of it, you see the hand in the chokhmah of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in every aspect of this Bria. But it works the other way around. This Chol Moed, there was a terrible tragedy in Lakewood, New Jersey. There was a boy who was going to a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, a 17-year-old boy, going to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And he was standing by a street, and his 14-year-old brother was immediately behind him. He started to cross the... the 14-year-old brother was in front of him. And he was like halfway through the street, and he heard this big knock, and then he turned around, he saw his brother flying 40 feet in the air. And lo yaleinu, he was killed on the spot. He's actually a classmate of my son. There are no words to describe such a tragedy. So it happened second day Chol Moed Sukkos. Can't sit Shiva. Levaya was immediately. We couldn't make it up to Levaya. By the time we heard it was, Pusha couldn't make it up there. Isruchag, we drove up to be Menachem Avil, the family. It was a family who used to be the Nal of the school in the city where I live in Norfolk, Virginia. So we're driving up and we went to be Menachem Avil, and they're an amazing family because I went to give chizuk and I couldn't open my mouth. All I could do was cry. And I got more chizuk from the father than actually I was able to provide for him. Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a matona for 17 years. The boy was a masmid. He was an erlichig. He had such a pleasant disposition. Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a present for 17 years and he said, now it's time to come back to me. I mean, that was the attitude that he had. Really, strength. On the way back home, we were driving. It was the end of the month, so there wasn't much of a moon. It was very dark outside. It was a six-hour trip. We drove up 6 hours. We went to Menachem Avil, and we drove right back. Halfway through, it was a dark road, and we weren't driving very fast, about 70 miles an hour, the speed limit. And it was very dark. It wasn't on a street. It was on the motorway. It's like an A road, I guess. You're equivalent to the A road. There are lights every so often, and you wonder, like, why are the lights? We were driving, and I was driving, and I had a number of people in the car, my wife, and there was a deer. I'm Al-Azoy. And I swerved, and I thought, as swerving, I thought, because I hit my brakes, and I thought the car was going to roll. It didn't, and somehow we gained, and I missed the deer by about 5 inches. And they said, I was traveling with some congregants. They also went up to say, oh, Rabbi Silver, you're such a good driver. I said, what's a good driver? I said, I did nothing. As far as I'm concerned, the car probably would have rolled over. I mean, because that was the direction. It just would have rolled. But it was mamish the Yad Hashem. The Yad Hashem, we see not only that this boy was crossing the street, his brother, who was right there with him, the car missed him. I was on the way back. I was saying to Moise, look what the Rabbeinu Shalom is showing us. How he is in control. He is in control of every aspect of this Bria. There are different ways that we can choose to be shown. We can choose to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu by every single moment, saying LaHashem Ha'aretu Meloyo, waking up and seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates every aspect of the Bria. Or sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show us in different ways. We have to choose. We have to choose to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in other ways. Because, you know, we don't even have to continue with words. He exists in every aspect. Are we going to allow the Shonim Hasturos Misheshis Yimei Bereshis to take over our consciousness? Or is it going to be more than the Vyodata Hayom, just knowing today, but we are also going to implement the Vashe Voisa Livovecho? Vashe Voisa Livovecho means bringing it into your heart, choosing to function with an understanding and a consciousness regularly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the Boirei, but He is the Manhig as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is the Creator, but He continues to control, He continues to direct, He continues to be involved in every aspect of this Bria. So we, in the end, we need to ask ourselves that question, Haim Anachnu Min HaMa'akvim, are we also being Ma'akiv HaSagula? What we desire is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu be revealed. But if we don't make an effort before He reveals Himself to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is what we truly desire, words are not enough. The monk Hatzer Rebbe asked about himself, Hayim ani min ha-ma'akvim, am I preventing the gula? So if it is something that we desire, a relationship with the Borei Olam, if it is what we desire to have a connection to the Borei Olam, we not only need to state it with our mouths, but it needs to be something that we bring into our hearts. Noticing the Nefloyis HaBorei, noticing Marabu Masecho Hashem, noticing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in every single aspect of creation of our daily lives, that is the way that we can go from Vyodata Yom to Hashem Voisa Lovecha.